We're recording. Oh, so really? You don't even say hi? I gotta do everything from here.
You just said we're recording. What am I? There was no countdown. You're just like, let's go.
I said
Oh,
ready.
ready, set,
Go.
go. Welcome back, guys.
Oh my God. Well, we're back again. This is James. This is Barrett. And we are Class Clowns. James has decided to let me steer the ship because he don't want to do shit.
I did absolutely no preparation for this.
So,
Get your foot off that box. It's
it's
making so much noise.
so comfortable to me. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. I'll figure this out. I'm a genius. Okay. So, I really ain't prepared for this either.
Oh, cool. So we got nothing. Tell me
No.
about your week. You sell any cards this week?
No, bro. Monday and Tuesday were really
Get your
bad.
foot off the
Monday and Tuesday was really bad. Like, I didn't sell shit. And then, like, Tuesday, I had two people that just wanted to sell their car, and a guy that was from, like, Sweden. So he's not
Oh,
buying a
that's
car.
interesting. Was he
Yeah.
like, what the fuck was he doing there?
He wanted to see if the car was named the same name in America.
Fuck that
So
guy. What a cock tease.
he went on the lot. I had to take him as a customer,
Oh my god, that's so annoying.
and I can't do anything with that. So Tuesday
So,
was like a wasteful day.
can I go to a car dealership and just like wander around unattended?
Depends which one.
Okay.
Yeah,
Which
everyone
ones?
has different rules.
Which ones? That would make for a great YouTube video.
I think Coggin Honda.
Okay.
I don't wait, what? I think just Coggin Honda. That's the only one I know off the top of my head.
So you could just walk in
Yeah.
and be like, no thanks, and just wander
Because
around the lot?
there's no up system there, so it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be played with.
Yeah, I
I'm
was
sorry.
like
I was tickling his foot. My nails are real long, too.
Oh, man, come on, bro.
For those who are just listening, because we don't have a camera, obviously. I just rub my toenails against Barrett's skin.
The most unseductive way ever, trying to be seductive.
What were we saying?
It's because there's no up system, so like they can drop anybody and go to another customer. So if you're like, I don't want to talk to you, they'll be like, cool, and go to a different customer. Everybody else has to go back to a line. It's a rotation system.
Oh, okay, so like if I walk into a Toyota dealership, let's say,
Okay.
hypothetically,
Hypothetically.
and if I told the first person who approached me, no, thank you, I'm just wanting to look around, would they leave me alone?
No.
What would happen?
They'll tell you, oh, it's fine. Information day. I help you out, and they'll like they'll give you space, but
What if
stay
I was
there.
like, no, fuck off?
A lot of people say that, bro. It's just because,
Hypothetically.
because like we're more likely to get in trouble if we don't greet somebody than we're more likely to get in trouble if we do greet somebody. So most car dealerships' mindsets are, even if they tell us to fuck off, at least we greeted them instead of them going in and being like, nobody said hello to me. Everybody was rude. That's more of a negative outlook than being too heisey.
How many parallels can you draw from this job to when we were working at Universal?
Everything.
Yeah, that was kind of a nightmare.
Everything. Sales is
If you have
sales.
social anxiety, don't work at a theme park.
Ever.
Do yourself a favor.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
And then people are gonna want you to ride the rides with them and
Oh, I've done that a few times. People used to always ask me to ride Spider-Man with them. They'd be like, "Oh, we want a photo with you on Spider-Man." I've had that happen on multiple
I've had
occasions.
it happen on Rocket twice, never again.
I've had it happen to some of my employees too, where people were like, "Can we take them with us?" And
Yeah,
I'd be
I've had that.
like with photographers and stuff that have been like if you have photographers that are like really attentive, they're really good. Excuse me. A really good theme park photographer is attentive and engages with the guests that he gets, but is not overly aggressive. Like, he's just like, you find a family. That's the best thing to do, man.
And then attach yourself.
That's what I used to do. I'd find a family, and I would just kind of like, I'd see if I could charm them and be like, you know, hey, what's going on, guys? Make them laugh a little bit. Like, I would not be like, I would not open with you on a photo. I'd just be like, I'd find somebody that's like standing around like during the, when the motorcycle, it was kind of creepy, low key.
Okay.
So you stalk. Whenever I would do outside photography in Marvel Superhero Island, I would stalk my prey.
See?
So if I had a camera, I would loiter around until like they did like the superhero stuff, or like the superheroes came out, or like Doctor Doom came out, because people would always just be standing around watching. And then I would just like stand on the curb. And I was in my manager uniform too, so it was like a black polo, you know, and like slacks.
Right.
So like I stuck out. People saw me. So I would just loiter around on the curb and shit. And then I would wait until I found like a family that looked kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I would move in.
And then you would attack.
Yeah, I would, and then I would maul their first child. I would just come in with a swift kick to the chest. Take out the little one first, go for the dad next. No, I would like sidle up next to him, you know, like wait till like the parade happened or some shit, and then I would like chat him up a little, you know, like, oh, you got, who's your favorite superhero? Let's go get a photo with him. I'd take him over and I'd like cut the line real quick before it got long. Well, let's get a quick photo real quick. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Now I'm in. Made him feel like VIPs, right? You know, what do you guys want? You want to go do some, you want to go to photo next to like the Iceman statue and shit? I'd get like 20, 30 photos out of a family.
Really?
Yeah, and then I would walk them inside to the counter with the card and take them to the computer and be like, here you go, so you can look at them. Oh,
you're a genius.
I used to fucking, I used to sell star cards like they were fuck. I'm so mad that they sent me back to AP, bro, because once I got into selling star cards,
it was easier.
It was a wrap. Everybody was getting star cards.
Once I left Shutter Buttons and like got back to a real store, I was like, oh my god.
Oh, y'all been holding me back. I see.
Star card.
You know why they kept putting us in AP?
Because they hate us.
No, because we were good. We were real good. But we made too much noise. Like, we were too busy kicking over. We were kicking over tables and shit. Look, so they were like, well, we can't have you guys in the fucking civilized stores. So we're going to send you to the fucking savage lands. And you're going to make it work. And we would make them bank. And then they would just be like, you suck. Stay here. Because they didn't want to move us anywhere. And then when we finally got out, we shined. And they couldn't. Once I got to Spider-Man, oh, it was a wrap. Oh, they couldn't get me out of there unless it was with my will. They had to trick me out. They couldn't. They had no way to move me out. Because like I was doing everything I was supposed to. The store was fucking humming. Like a fucking well-oiled machine.
They fucked me out of it.
Yeah, I was mad about that. It is what it is.
Yeah. Sucks. Star cards were so much easier,
bro.
It was, why how many days are you going to be here? 14 days. I got you,
bro. $70. Let's go. Like, you got an annual pass?
Let me link it right now. I
can link it to your annual pass, and you can get the annual pass discount. How long is your annual pass for? When did you just bought your annual pass? Oh, if you buy the annual star card, it's 365 days from the day you bought it, which means you have it just as long as you have your annual pass. That'll be $124. Thank you.
I did something wrong. One time, I did an annual pass on 6 different people, but they were a part of the same family.
Oh, my God. No, you're supposed to just give them... Hold on a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's loud as fuck.
Is it? I don't think it's gonna pick up like that.
I mean, we'll see. If you have to, you may have to cut it.
Yeah. No, I don't think so, because I'm not gonna remember where this is.
Sorry about this, guys.
Just to be brutally honest with you, I won't remember.
It's my well.
He's a well.
I have a well. I live out in the country.
Boondocks coming live from James's garage.
Enjoy this well pump ASMR. No, shh.
Ba, 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 ba. What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's ASMR. If I had a cucumber, I'd bite it right now. Chew some ice. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
I won't. I would hate me.
I would hate me too. What were we talking about? Oh yeah. How badly you fucked. Did you get in trouble for that?
No.
You would have gotten so much trouble if they had caught you.
Okay, so it was by accident.
Bro, you would have had to take 6 different emails and set up 6 different cards. How is that an accident?
No, it was by accident because nobody told me we were supposed to link them. Like, I just transferred over. Nobody told me anything. I was at Ripsaw, and they were like, yeah.
That means those people got 2, 4, they got another 12 prints for free. No.
They paid.
More than that.
They paid
for 6?
Yeah.
Oh, so you charged them? You sold them 6 star cards individually? Holy shit, that's so much money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, no wonder you got in trouble. Somebody probably did catch you, and they were just like, did they complain? And they were like, no. And you're just like, well? Bro, it's like $600. That's $600 in star cards.
I didn't know.
Bro.
I was like, why is it back? Like, this is hard. I just made $600 in less than 10 minutes.
What's your highest sale in AP?
Personally or like store?
Yours that you made from beginning to end.
A shift.
Yeah.
It would have to be...
No, one sale. One receipt.
Oh. The Russian family. There was 11 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, grandma or mom, I don't remember, always buys pictures from Donald.
Oh, yeah.
Donald was not there. And I took all their photos and they bought about, I want to say, it was over 1,000, but it was like 1093.97.
Oh, shit.
I think, like, it was like some shit like that. Because I was like a couple bucks from 1,100.
My highest personal sale was $800.
Word?
But it was this guy Sid. He's the DJ for Slipknot.
Okay.
I sold him $800 worth of posters.
Nice.
And then me and Liana had like a $1,500 sale with this giant Packy family. They stole all the frames in the store.
Jesus Christ.
There was like 30 of them. No joke. The store was packed. Yeah. And then I was the only photographer. Leanna was running the counter. She's fucking barely 5 foot.
Right.
She can hardly see over the counter as it is. And there's 30 people like over 5 foot in the store. She's lost in a sea of people. And we're taking photos, bro. I'm talking about like 8, 9, 10 photos a person.
Damn.
Yeah, like a lot. More than that, probably. The counter was covered in frames. They didn't steal any of those, as far as we know. They stole all the display frames.
Why?
So they bought most of their photos in clears or in folders. And what we were doing with the clears is we would sell them like a clear, one clear for like 2 photos.
Okay.
So you can fit up to 2 photos in a clear.
Right.
Because you can't have them facing each other and stuff because they'll rub together and it'll
ruin it.
So
you can put
them
back.
So you can fit 2 photos in a clear. We're not supposed to do that.
I know.
It's supposed to be 1 per.
But you know, you got to break some rules.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? There's 2 sides of that thing. You can sell 2 photos in that bitch.
Well, you got 30 fucking people in there. You trying to make a sale.
People save money. We sell more clear frames.
Everybody wins.
Exactly. And so we did that, and then we made like $1,500 off these people, because they bought some posters. I think a couple people got blankets, because it was like more than one family.
No,
if
damn.
You don't know, Paggies are Irish and English gypsies.
Yes.
Yeah. So like, have you ever seen what movie is it? I think it's Lock, Stock, 2 Smoking Barrels.
Yes.
And there's a and Brad Pitt plays a Packy. You like dogs? You like dog? I say your dog.
Brad Pitt.
And
great actor.
So they fucking like, and they left turkey everywhere in the store. Like they just
Turkey leg.
Yeah, it was just shredded like all over the place. There was like trash and like tissue paper. It was bad. They were fucking. That was crazy.
But you made money.
Yeah, we did. We were like, fuck it. It's worth it.
Still framed, motherfucker.
Go for it. We cleaned you out. I think that's why they did it, out of spite. That was crazy. That store would get wild packed sometimes.
Yeah, dude. You're at Brickworks was the store to be at if you wanted to make money in AP.
Fuck yeah, your commission was out of this world.
Sometimes. You were like, ah, this is what it feels like to win.
We used to clean when it was me, Courtney, Yolanda, and who else was there? Was it just
Stephanie?
Stephanie, yeah. When it was me,
hate that chick. Go ahead.
Hey, whatever. When it was us, me, Stephanie, Courtney, and Yolanda, we used to clean up. I used to always, me and Courtney were always on camera.
Yeah.
Like quickest. If either one of us weren't there, like if both of us were there, we would flip. We would rotate. Sometimes I'd take the counter. But I was the best photographer. Hands down. Hands down.
Hey, if you need somebody to shoot a stationary photo with a stationary camera, James is your guy.
I'm all over that shit, bro. I'm pretty sure I could do it again. I want to go back to Universal one day and I'd be like, can I try?
See if I still got it.
See if I still got it. I think I do.
You never really lose it, dude. When I went back,
my color match was.
Yeah, your color match was always better than
me. That's what made the difference.
Okay. Then, yeah, you were a better photographer because of your color match. Then I give you that because we were like, you're the best at Brickworks. I was like, okay. But if we're throwing color match in, then yeah. Because I used to tell everybody, I was like, I'm a better shot than James. But his color match is 10 times better than mine.
Bro, I used to match people's skin tone. I could turn.
Exactly.
I could turn. People would come up to me and be like, can I do this one even though I'm white? And I'd be like, bro, I got you. Can I do this one even though I'm black? I'm all over it. I could make you any color, bro. Blue,
I remember
purple,
I gave you props. I was like, James, because you're a painter.
Yep, I was all over that shit. I was like, oh, this is easy peasy.
That was my hardest part.
It's funny how that translated into, like, another job, isn't it? Like, having a color eye.
Yep.
Because now my eyes are trained to see, like, color and stuff, so I can help people pick out colors and stuff.
And now you're a painter.
Oh, no, I'm not a painter.
You're a paint salesman.
I sell paint.
You went from...
Although,
wow.
I paint this house.
You went from painter...
To photographer.
To a photographer that painted people's faces... To I'm now a paint salesman.
Yep.
Throughout your life, paint has always been there.
It's the circle of life.
Paint.
Yeah, bro. It's like in my, it's in my blood.
I went from selling food at what the hell was it? Damn it.
Panera.
Panera Bread. I went from selling food at Panera Bread.
Bro, you used to bring a trash bag full of croissants and shit to school.
And sell it. It was so much money.
I used to buy the chocolate croissants.
Yeah.
Every time. Like, you got any chocolate croissants?
I was like, I got you, bro.
You got my croissant?
Bro, that was the plug for all Panera needs.
Facts. That was dope.
And Lucas started selling for me.
Yeah, man. Me and Peter tried to sell candy for a while, too, on the side.
Right.
We did it for a minute, but we kept getting caught.
Yeah.
It's funny how they caught me selling Skittles, but they couldn't catch me selling weed.
Well, candy interfered with their money. Weed, well, that's extracurricular activities.
I suppose. I never had a locker for that reason.
Yeah.
I never had a locker, because they would have to have a police officer. They have to have a police officer present in order to search you. So, if they catch you, they can't touch you unless there's a cop present. So, FYI to any of our underage listeners who are in school still.
Or college listeners,
if you're doing anything illicit on campus property, the security guard does not have the right to search your pockets.
Unless a cop is present.
Yep, and if they do, you can sue the fuck out of them.
We're giving out knowledge out here, okay?
Know your rights.
What you mean? All right, we allies.
But yeah.
Freedom of narcotics.
I used to sell this kid a 20 sack every 3 days in my English class, second period.
I just sold baguettes.
I used to sell rags.
Paninis. I sold paninis.
I used to sell fat bags of rags for $20.
Miss Yang used to buy the tomato mozzarella off of me because she is vegan. Yeah.
Oh, that's fire. You used to sell to one of the teachers. I didn't have any teacher customers. Well, that would have been lit. I think I could have sold one teacher in particular some. I will. Oh, hand gesture to who I'm talking about.
I don't understand who that is.
Think about the letter.
T.
Wow, you fucking piece of shit. No, why would you say it out loud, you piece of shit?
Okay, so then I'll delete this part. Oh.
You didn't have him?
No.
Oh, you didn't know him. Never mind.
Exactly.
I don't even know if he's a teacher anymore, to be honest.
I don't know.
Anyways, I'm pretty sure he would have. I had when I first got to Poinciana, I had a teacher. I don't remember his name at all. I mean, I guess it's been enough years. Nobody knows. But I had a teacher in... It was like a business class, like a typing class or some shit. He was also like a swim coach. But he used to always be eating like a bag of Doritos during class. And his eyes would be red as fuck. But he was a swim coach. So if anybody ever said anything to him, he would just be like, oh, it's from the chlorine in the pool. And I'd be like, bro, I know you wear goggles. I know for a fact you wear goggles when you swim competitively.
Not when you're training.
He have fucking Cheetos and shit. Just be like...
That's the carbs that he needs to survive.
That's the same dude who threatened to fail me if I didn't join the football team. I told him to go fuck himself.
See, I don't know these people.
Man, I don't even remember his name either. It was the first year at Poinciana. I don't know if you were there yet.
That was at Poinciana.
When did you get to Poinciana? You got to Poinciana before me.
Yeah, me and Giovanni Pena started the exact same day. We both transferred from Celebration.
Because you got kicked out of Celebration, right?
I got kicked out of Poinciana. But,
oh, did you?
But me and Gio went there the same day, and it was freaking weird. It was my freshman year. It was like 2 months before my freshman year was over. And, like, I was waiting upstairs, and I was like, fuck, I don't know nobody, it's gonna fucking suck. And then Gio walks through the door, is like, this is Giovanni Pena, I'm supposed to be here because I'm transferred today. And I was like, I had Gio in my math class at Celebration. So I was like, Gio? He was like, what the fuck are you doing here? What the fuck are you doing here? He's like, I transferred here. I was like, well, obviously I did too.
And that was... Excuse me.
First friend of Poinciana.
Huh. What'd you get kicked out of Poinciana for?
Things I do not want to talk about.
What the fuck did you do?
Nothing, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, moving on.
God.
What'd you get kicked out of Celebration for?
I didn't get kicked out of Celebration.
Then why'd you transfer from Celebration?
I had an issue with something that wasn't pertaining to school.
That's cryptic.
Look, man.
I mean, you don't ever want anybody to know anything about you?
No, what it was that, honestly, my mom just wanted to move, and I didn't want to move, so we moved to Poinciana area. This mom has, did his house on Fern Drive.
It's lit. I got transferred because... I got kicked out of Osceola my freshman year. So, going into sophomore year.
What'd you get kicked out for?
Bad grades and bad attitude.
Fighting.
Yeah, I didn't like getting into any like actual fist fights, but there was a lot of pushing. I pushed one kid that happened to be a wide receiver into a table of condiments.
Now nigga got ketchup all over him.
Yeah, he cut me in line. I was petty. He pushed me first. But I was much bigger than him. I mean, he was probably like overall, he probably was stronger than me because like he was buff. But right. Dude was like 5 foot.
Oh, you can kick his ass.
Yeah, I was like 6'3". Like 300 pounds. And he pushed me and I was just like, really? And I just shoved him and he fell into the condiment table. It wasn't like a movie where like he flew up and the table flew everywhere. And like he just kind of like fell onto it and then like stood up.
Got catch point.
But his teacher saw it. And then like I ended up, this kid Scott, I don't know why, but he like took a couple swings at me.
You don't remember why?
No, I don't. I was like, we were just walking. I thought we were friends. We were just talking shit. And then I guess I said something that pissed him off. I don't know. And he just started swinging at me. But like I dodged all three. He took three swings, like 1, 2, 3. And he missed me all three times. He's a short dude too, though.
Did you feel like you were Neo from The Matrix?
Low key. I was like, what just happened? And then he, I've had a couple times in my life where I've had like weird, like,
yeah,
super, I've
like
never,
you sense it, like, never replicated it. You ever seen Dragon Ball Super, like, Ultra Instinct? Like,
you're yeah, just like, yeah. Like, you're like, not trying. Like, I caught a paper ball one time when I wasn't looking on a bus. Somebody threw a paper ball at my head, and I just went, tink, and I just caught it. I was like, oh shit. Never done it again. It was one and done.
You can only tap into it only in your most
like need. Sometimes. Only when you're completely empty of thought.
Yeah. It's true.
Anyways.
We've honestly been doing that this whole time. Good job, us. We did it before Goku.
Facts.
Which is welcome.
Empty your mind.
We've been emptying our mind for years.
My mind is mad empty. Damn, I forgot what the fuck I was talking about.
Oh, no, dude. Let's move on. So, remember, DC is currently...
Wow, that was a hard turn. Like, there's a sharp left.
No. The DCEU, right? Extended Universe. So, Batman is no more.
Oh.
What do you mean? Ben Affleck has walked away from the
Batman. I knew he stepped down.
Yes. So, now they're saying they're doing a prequel Batman movie. And... I'm mad because what I was told that Ben Affleck was supposed to do was like an Arkham Asylum type movie.
Oh, that would have been lit.
He was going into Arkham Asylum to find somebody.
Wrecking prisoners.
And like all of his rogues gallery is going to be fucking him up.
That would have been lit.
Right? I was like, that's the movie we fucking want.
No, you know what movie the people really want?
What?
Batman Beyond. I want it.
I mean, you want it. Doesn't mean everyone.
I want it.
I need it.
I fucking need it. Ooh. And you have an old, fuck. What's his name?
Michael Keaton.
Yes, you have an old Michael
Keaton for Bruce Wayne.
Do the Bruce Wayne. Yes, you just age him up a little. Give him like an injury, like you know what I mean. Like he's hurt, like his back's fucked up or some shit.
I don't know. I mean, it could work, but like,
bro. And then you do, like, who could be Terry? Who could be Terry?
What year of Terry would
Young Jensen Ackles would have been good.
But what year of Terry would you want?
Like, teen. Like he's got to be, like, you know, like 19, 20.
Okay, so.
You know what I mean? Like, in his, maybe early 20, like, he just turned.
So you want, like, the TV show that we used to watch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, I want a live-action version of the TV show. That's what I want. Because then you can do more storytelling.
Yeah. Bro, like, that Titan show is fucking bananas.
Is it actually good?
Yeah.
Like, bro, I high-key enjoy this magician show.
It's okay.
It's so good.
It's okay. Like, I like...
You know what I've been watching, too, though, that I don't actually enjoy, but I'm, like, watching it to torture myself or something, I guess?
Magicians.
No, Shadowhunters.
No.
I've watched it all the way up to the current season. Like, bro, I'm up to episodes.
I will punch you in the face.
It's so bad, bro. It's, some parts are good. Like, they do some... They have some... That was loud as shit in my chair. There's some parts where they actually do... Like, they have some good twists or something. Every once in a while. No, I'm good. I got a water bottle. I appreciate you, though. But every, like, 5 seconds, somebody's sucking face. And it's wild. I'm like... Like, yo, come on. Move the story on. I've already seen this person fuck each other 6 times this season. Let's go. I get it.
That's all that matters.
It's every episode, there's like a sex scene.
That's all that matters.
And it's pretty, like, for like live TV, like, this actually airs on the CW. It's pretty, like, they fuck. And, like, all types, too, man. Like,
they fucking.
girl on girl, guy on guy, guy on girl, girl on guy on guy, like, all that shit.
This is fuckfest.
Like, I mean, you don't see, like, bits, like, you don't see any parts, but, like...
There's some thrusting.
If I was, like, 16, I would definitely get a surprise boner. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, whoa, oh, shit.
What is this?
But
I feel you, because now at least my milkshake used to give me my surprise boner.
Now I'm just like, yo, I want to see these people fight. Like, they have, okay, so they have these two, they have this character, Alec and Magnus. You remember them from the book? Okay, so they're in a relationship together. That's just part of the story, right? Mm-hmm. Cool. But they had this really cool choreographed scene in the show where they're sparring. Like, Magnus has lost his powers. And so they're sparring to make sure he can defend himself still.
Right.
And it's a dope fight scene. And then they immediately try to fuck each other afterwards. And I was like, yo, this was such a lit scene. Did we really need this? You could have just insinuated it.
Because in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, you could have just had them, like, walk off camera. Like, you know, whatever. And it's like, it's not even, like, the fact that they did it. It's just that it doesn't matter which couple it is, whether they're gay or not. There's always, like, if you ever see any story about them, like, if there's any side plot episodes for them, you always see them fuck. And it's like, oh my God, I know they fuck. I get it. I don't need to see it every... Move the story.
Ugh, anyways, the story is them fucking...
I literally, it's like, everything's a romantic plot line. I'm like, ah, fucking teenagers. But the magician show is much more, like, there's much more emotional depth. I appreciate that. They touch on some touchy subjects, too.
Dude,
they touch on
rape. Like,
suicide, rape. It's crazy. The rape metaphor was pretty heavy-handed. Like, that was pretty graphic. That episode was graphic.
Dude.
I was like, whoa.
I was like, this is bad.
I was watching it at work, and I was like, whoa. Whoa, if somebody walked in on me right now, they'd be like, what the fuck are you watching?
She stuff film? And she was pregnant.
Yeah, that was wild. And they had talked about abortion. That was...
The Magician's talk that goes show over is, some woke shit.
I'm saying. It, like, bro, it hit... Like, after... Really, after the first season.
Yeah.
Not, like, halfway through the first season. Honestly, I enjoyed the Beast as a villain.
Me too. I wish they didn't kill him off so
easily.
Yeah, quickly.
I wish they didn't kill him off so easily. I wish, like, they had kind of drawn that out more. Like, maybe they banished him for a little while and he came back.
Then he, yeah.
They just, like, for him being such a formidable enemy, like, after Alice wounded him, if he just, like, ran away for a while and disappeared. You know what I mean?
The same
and then
thing.
Came back. It would have been cool. But.
I was hoping that Allison and, main protagonist guy
Quentin
hook back up.
I think they will still. She's still alive, isn't she?
Yes, no, she is. But, like, it's.
I don't like how they made her all, like, still like a niffin.
Yeah,
that was like, I was like, nah. If you gave her her shade back, the whole thing was she was gonna be. I guess that was their idea of a twist. But it was really just it's an annoying character trait now.
Yeah,
it's like, bitch, you died. And you were out there murdering people. You should feel bad because you got your shade back about
guilty.
What you did.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Horrible. No.
Nope. No, she's just pissed.
It that make Quentin any sense. Gave her back her shade.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. She should. If the shade.
Feel empathy.
Yes, the shade's supposed to be, right?
It's supposed to be your feelings.
Oh, this is stupid. This is annoying. Bring Alice back. Put her back to normal. You can make her angsty still, but not so, like, hateful.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, ugh. I just hate her character now. I'm just like, ugh.
Before, I liked her when she was just a jeans blonde.
Who's your favorite character?
Huh. It's a good one. I'm going to say Quentin.
Really?
Quentin Coldwater.
I'm surprised. Elliot's my favorite character.
Because he's eccentric?
He's funny.
Yeah.
That's the funniest character.
Cynical.
Him and Margot together
are the queen best. Bitches.
They are the best. I fucking love them.
But I'm always interested in Quentin Coldwater. I'm like, what's happening?
Because there's always, like, he's always into something.
Yeah.
I kind of hate Julia.
Me too.
Or Jules. Julia? Her name is Julia, right?
Her name is Julia. Quentin calls her Jules.
Yeah. I kind of hate her.
Why do you hate her?
Because she's a bitch.
For no reason.
All the time.
Everything.
I feel empathy for her because she certainly has been through a lot.
Yeah, but she doesn't need to take it out on all of them.
Yeah, she tried to kill Quentin.
Right?
Like, bitch, you wild. By the way, spoilers for this show. We out here ruining it. Oh, speaking of spoilers.
Oh, dude, we still haven't finished the DC thing.
Oh, true. What were we talking about?
Okay, so what do you think they could do? Okay, so rumors right now that they're going to reboot the whole thing. If they were to reboot it.
Reboot what whole thing?
The whole DCEU.
Oh, like the movies?
Yeah.
They need to.
If they were to reboot the whole thing, how do you think they should go about it?
Well, Wonder Woman and Aquaman.
And still keep Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and Shazam.
They can still keep those. Those movies are all disconnected from the Avengers, or from the Justice League ECU part. DCU.
No, they're in there.
No. Those same characters are in there. But their movies are not connected the way Marvel's movies are. The other characters don't make it.
Yeah, because Wonder Woman's in the past still.
Exactly. And Aquaman, you don't see Batman.
No, I agree.
So or Superman. They could still keep those actors in those movies in the universe. They just retcon the Justice League movie and the Batman movie out. Get a new Batman, relaunch the Batman brand, connect them with the existing brands. Existing IPs,
right,
and then move on with a Justice League film.
What about Superman?
Is he done? They could cut him too. None of his movies are connected to the other three.
Maybe he's done. We don't know yet.
Well, I would take that check if it was me.
Well, he's supposedly doing another movie or something. Like, I don't know.
That's what they need to do. They need to focus on standalone films. Establish the characters apart from each other. And then figure out how to do a universe movie.
So, let me just get this straight. Your idea to fix it is to keep it separate, retcon the two.
Yeah, or the way that you can interconnect the movies would be the way Marvel does it with sub characters, like Fury. You know what I mean? Like Fury appears in pretty much all of the movies, including the standalone films for the mm-hmm. most part. Whether it's in cut scenes at the end, like special scenes, where it connects them somehow, or where he makes a cameo in the movie somewhere, or where he's a main film part of the movie, but he's not top bill.
Right.
So they could do something like that. Like somebody who's appeared in all the movies. That's how you can connect it one way without having to actually have the characters themselves appear.
And who would that be?
I don't fucking know. I don't have a list of all the cast members of all of the movies, but I'm sure there's some crossover.
I'm just saying, who would you choose? Well, Fury was... You would need basically just a Fury for DC.
Essentially, yeah. Or like Black Widow. She's in pretty much all the movies, too.
Catwoman.
Catwoman and Aquaman, though?
Swimming pussy! Alright, so... That's what you think, right?
Yeah.
So, alright, my idea to try to fix it would be this way. Keep everything it is right now.
Including the Justice League film?
Keep it all, right? Mm. Wait, hear me out.
Okay.
People like Ezra Miller as the Flash. I think he's...
He's okay.
I think he's going to be useless for the simple fact that he has the Fantastic Beast still. He still has a fuck ton of
he's
movies.
He's in that?
Yeah. He still has a fuck ton of movies he has to do with them. And that's WB as well.
I guess I didn't see the new one.
Yeah, Ezra Miller's in it.
Oh, okay. Take your word for it.
I've never seen it. I've just seen that his name is in it.
Oh, gotcha.
So I would get rid of him as well. But I would do it as a twist. I would make the Flash movie Ezra's first and last movie.
You have him killed?
And Flashpoint Paradox it. And where I would Flashpoint Paradox it as the new 52 where, remember, Wally became black. So, like, you can basically new 52-ish kind of the whole DCEU. Like, start a new Superman.
So instead of removing some of the movies like tumors that they are, you
destroy it all,
nuke everything. Yeah, just nuke it. But we're just gonna light this on fire.
But I'm gonna keep Aquaman, Gal Gadot, and all of them because they're great.
Batman younger.
I would have a younger Batman. I would have a younger Superman. Younger people that aren't tied into so many films. Chris Evans, when he became Captain America, wasn't tied into 50 films. Chris Hemsworth wasn't tied into 50 films. The issue is that DC is trying to get big names for the main characters, while Marvel's got big names for the sub-characters that don't matter.
I think Ben Affleck did a good job.
I love Batfleck.
It was like too much.
He was not a detective, but yeah, I love Batfleck.
He didn't need that.
He was Batfleck.
Yeah.
A hulking embodiment of ass-kicking.
Yeah, we didn't need that, though.
We needed Batfleck.
We need a more sleuthy Batman.
He was not the hero you think
we
you
need
needed.
We need a stealthy ninja
Batman. He was not the hero you wanted, but the hero you needed.
Who would you want to play Batman?
Right now?
If you were to New 52 it. So you keep all the other characters. Who's your Batman? Who's your Superman?
Damn, I never thought of that. So I would go with somebody young, mainly from TV shows. So my new Flash would be... This is bad because all I do is watch DC TV shows. So like I can't really... I'm like... Well, I'm not going to make Grant Gustin Flash on that because then that creates a whole bigger issue and continuity. So I would do... Let's see. All right, so... Cole Sprouse would be my Flash.
Ooh. I can see that. I feel like he'd make a good, like Spider-Man.
Yes. But he would be my Flash because Flash doesn't shut up as well.
Yeah.
So Cole Sprouse would be my Flash.
That's interesting. Wow.
I would make... Because also, he's signed to Riverdale right now. So, like, I would go for TV stars. They're establishing, getting a cult following, and then give them that offer.
That's young, though. That's young compared in contrast to the other three.
I see your point.
So, I was originally thinking Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki.
As what and what?
Jared Padalecki as Batman. Just cut his hair short.
And what is Jensen Ackles?
Superman.
You think Dean could be Superman?
No. Not Dean, Jensen Ackles. He's prettier.
Okay.
Superman's like a Boy Scout. So obviously he'd play more like his soap opera character, kind of. But superpowered. And I think Jared Padalecki would make a better detective
type. Would you not make Tom Welling Superman?
Tom Welling.
If he played Superman on Smallville?
Nah, it's too ham-fisted. Like, it's too obvious.
You think so?
Alternatively, I was thinking the dude from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as Batman. The guy that played the bad guy. The good guy that turned bad.
Ward.
Yeah, Ward. The guy that played
Ward. Oh, yeah.
Him as Batman. That would be good.
He can do it.
He could totally be Batman.
Yeah. And he's, like, thin enough and lean that
you could give him, kind of buff him up a little.
Yeah. But you wanted a more sleeker Batman. Not a hulking Ben Affleck.
Yeah, no, Ben Affleck did fine. I think his Batman was, like, kind of cool looking, but...
I didn't like his bat logo, but I loved
it. Yeah, it was like a fat bat. It was supposed to be a shout-out to the old logo.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. There's a reason why they changed it.
Right? It was done before.
I wish they would just take the kid who plays Barry Allen on TV in the Flash TV show and port him into the movies.
But that would make it... That would pull, like, continuity issues. Because the
just reboot it. Reboot the universe around the Flash. The Arrowverse. The Arrowverse.
Successful come. Arrowverse is doing Batwoman. Like they got.
They, bro, just fucking bringing Batman and making a movie. So like the Green Arrow.
The Arrowverse is doing Batwoman right now. They are on their way to bigger and better things.
They're taking steps.
They just stopped Arrow. They're like, we're done with Arrow.
Wow, really?
Arrow season 8 will be the last season. Bro, they were. Arrow was only supposed to be for 5 seasons.
I'm way behind.
And they went for 8. Season 5 was good.
I stopped watching it last year.
Season 5 was good.
I'm way behind. I got too many shows I gotta get caught up on.
I gotta get caught up on Arrow, Flash, and.
I'm so Black Lightning. Behind from Flash. How's Black Lightning doing?
It's really good.
I heard it had a rough start.
First I liked
episodes
it.
Were kind of
nah. I really? Liked it from beginning to end.
I want
to
watch it.
It's really good.
You can only watch them on the DC app, though, right?
No, CW app.
Does Hulu have them?
CW app.
Hulu sucks. I have Hulu. Oh, I remember now why there's so many sex scenes in the Shadowhunters show.
Because it's on Freeform.
It's on Sci-Fi.
Oh, of course.
Oh, no, it is on Freeform. You're right. I'm mad you knew that.
I've never seen
it. The Magicians is on Sci-Fi.
Yes, it is.
That's such a good show. I don't like how they call people muggles casually now, though.
Yeah.
I was like, that's too... I get it, but does that mean the Harry Potter books are canon? Are the Harry Potter books...
like real spell books?
Like, I'm confused. Avada Kedavra doesn't work, does it?
Avada Kedavra!
Crucio.
As you hold your 9 3/4 medallion.
That's facts. I'm a Harry Potter fan, bro.
Like, is it real? Is it all real?
I'm sorry. I'm glad. I'm glad I never had to work. I never actually worked in the Harry Potter lands.
I did.
I worked in the other one in the store, but that was like a dungeon. It wasn't even really like working in Harry Potter land.
Dude.
It's so dark and dusty. It's better than working in the castle.
Yeah.
The castle, that sucked. And that was tight quarters. It was mad people.
Nah, it was furniture. Yeah. So, we should bump it to the next subject, which is, it's hard being a New York fan.
You didn't even talk about your movie at all.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Okay, so it's hard being a New York fan, and I'm crying because all my teams keep doing bad things, but we're going to skip over that. I was going to rant, but fuck it. I went to go see Captain Marvel.
Okay, so first, tell me what you thought of the movie without spoiling it at all.
Okay, first, it was an okay movie, and that's great in the Marvel universe. It wasn't, it didn't try to do its own thing. It tried to stay within the formula, you know? Mm-hmm. Nostalgia nods here and there, you know, Blockbuster, Pizza Hut. They even pointed at a Radio Shack.
Just, that's funny.
You know, the security guard having a roll down window. Just, you know, normal nostalgia stuff. Or, they had a pinball machine.
That's
cool. Like in every spot. Yeah. You know?
So like how like what would you rate the movie?
Personally, like a 7.
You give it a 7?
Give
wow.
It a
it's not bad.
I feel like a 6.5, but like it I give it a 7 because of the
so it gets a check.
Yeah, it gets checked.
The movie's your man's.
The movie is my man's.
It's your woman's.
It's my woman's man's. Like, because... No. I give it a 6.5 because...
Still check.
Because there's going to be a part where you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
So, do you want to get into that so we can hear from our sponsor? And then you can hear from that.
Okay, well, before we do that, it's a good movie. It's like it's got a lot of lights and all that, and the production value is there. It sticks kind of to the lore of Captain Marvel.
Okay, so it's kind of true to form.
Kind of. But, like, when you see in the commercials, you've seen Kree are good, Skrull are bad, right?
Yeah.
Kree warriors put to kill Skrull. That's what you see. Mm-hmm. And it stays with that flow until, like, until Carol, like...
Well, don't...
No. So, like, she... it's hard to explain. Like how it twists just was, like, just happened. Like,
yeah, you can explain that in a minute.
Yeah. But, yeah. Want to hear from our sponsors?
Yep.
Shout out to our sponsor that is Anchor. But, yeah, hold on. All right. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Sponsor, Anchor, do it.
Okay, so now let's hear. Give me a quick rundown on the movie. Quick movie, plot explanation.
Like, spoil?
Okay. Yeah, just break down the movie for me real quick.
Okay, Carol wakes up, she starts fighting with this weird dude that's her aunt, like, will they, won't they kind of guy. He's the only non-blue Kree with him as well.
Okay.
Wait,
so she's a Kree?
I'm gonna get to that.
Okay.
I'm gonna get to that. So, Carol's having nightmare. She wakes up. She fights him. This is literally what happens in the first five minutes. Then she can't control her powers. She blasts him. So he takes her to the Supreme Intelligent. The Supreme Intelligent and any other law is just a green blob. But in the movie, which I thought was cool, they decided to put it as whatever our heart desires the most. That's their face. That's the Supreme Intelligence's face.
Okay.
That was cool, in my opinion.
Okay, so you see, like, different characters there all the time.
Yeah, well, only one character, because it was only Carol's was Supreme Intelligence that we see. We don't see anybody else's.
Who was her Supreme Intelligence?
It was Mar-Vell, who was... Carol had no memory, but this lady was... Mar-Vell was playing a lady. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. Sorry, I'm not really a big Marvel guy. But, like, it's basically, it had the same last name as how the comics Mar-Vell was. But this one's a woman and not a man. Because Carol was romantically involved with Mar-Vell when she got her powers. But this Mar-Vell was just a flight instructor, like, person that was working on flight plans. But it really was a Kree working on a starship device. To get warp speed quicker.
Okay.
So that's just the weird part. But Mar-Vell realized, so Carol, now go back to Carol. She knows Kree, she's a Kree, she has blue blood in her. But fun fact is, given she had a transfusion from the guy that is her will they won't they guy.
So she's human, but she had a Kree blood transfusion.
But she doesn't know she's human.
So she thought she was Kree.
This whole time.
And then when she cuts herself, she thinks it's confirmed.
Blue.
So, well, she's like, I'm Kree.
Well, she never cuts herself. Like, when she fights and she bleeds, it's blue.
Oh, okay.
So, wait. The Skrull are trying to kill... So Carol goes on a mission. Supreme Intelligent lets her go on the mission with the Will They Won't They guy leading. And Carol finds a Skrull and they start killing each other. Mm-hmm. So, but it was a trap. The Skrulls trap Carol. They take her on their ship. They mess with her mind to figure out where Mar-Vell was, because they're looking for Mar-Vell. Carol still doesn't know who this person is at that time. And Mar-Vell, they go through her mind. They find it. They know it's on Earth. Carol then decides to break out. She heats up her hands. They, I totally forgot. She has a power dampener on her from the Kree because of her powers.
Oh, okay.
So the Kree always says, if we give it, we can take it away. Don't worry. So Carol fucking will. She breaks out of the scroll ship, way too easily, in my opinion.
Oh, like it was like she just like ripped through it like paper.
She broke out of it, and her hands were still locked up. She was like, "Any of you guys know where the locks are? I mean, where the keys are to this lock?" They all like start screaming and fighting, and she starts punching them with and on her. Then she like explodes it off. Then fucks them all up some more, and then walks up to the only like small one, grabs her boots and walks. Like there's no type of real struggle.
It's just too easy.
And then she ships down to Earth, breaks into a Blockbuster. It's where Fury meets her, and then the Skrull land, and then the Skrull impersonate people on Earth because they're like, we need to invade to find her, to find this lady, because we need to find Pegasus. So Carol's like, what's Pegasus? What's going on? She calls back to Kree. The will they won't they got. The will they won't they got tells her not to move. Ronan pops up and says, let's bomb that bitch. And
Ronan, like,
the accuser.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Ronan pops up and says, let's bomb this bitch. She says, and the will they won't they guy says, no, she's not on that planet. Well, she's in space. We'll figure it out and we'll let you know. Ronan's like, all right, keep me posted, dog. So then, this whole movie is like weird, because then Carol meets Nick Fury. Nick Fury finds out Skrulls are real because he kills Coulson in his driver's seat, but it was really a Skrull. So
God damn.
Then he believes Carol. Skrull can only remember the things that only can remember your current memories.
Oh, like recent?
Yeah. So anything from beyond that, they can't. So, Carol and Fury have a shot. They talk about it. She realizes he is a Skrull. She does the photon blast. Skrull can't do that. And then they go to Pegasus because they find out what Pegasus is, because Fury works for S.H.I.E.L.D. When she goes to Pegasus, she finds out that she was from Earth because she died in a plane crash with Mar-Vell.
Oh, and he transfuses blood into her to save her. Oh, no. I was wrong. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, sir. This is where it gets trickier. So then she goes, she finds out her best friend, who was a black, was a...
Did you just say a black?
Who was black.
Oh, I thought you said her best friend, who was a black.
No. No. Because she has a daughter.
That's a weird way to say that, but okay.
She had a black... No, but then she found out that her friend, Rambo, whatever, her daughter is actually a head nod, because her daughter does join her Auntie Carol and becoming, like, a Spectre or something, like, a superhero later on down the line.
Oh, okay.
So, but...
setting up future IPs.
That's what I'm assuming. So I'm like, oh, that's a head nod. That's cool. But Carol starts to go through Pegasus, looks for shit, finds Goose. Goose is a cat. You're going to want to remember Goose. Goose is that real nigga. Okay? So then Fury's texts his boss, lets him know that Carol's with him at Pegasus. And then S.H.I.E.L.D. swarms down with Agent Coulson. The real Agent Coulson this time, and not the Skrull one that's dead.
The triple OG Coulson.
Coulson, gang, gang, gang. This is a young Coulson. This is a rookie Coulson. This is rookie Coulson's first time with Nick Fury. And everybody calls him Fury. No one calls him anything else but Fury. If he had a kid, they would call him Fury. His grandmother was named Fury. His mama's named Fury. No one calls anybody else but Fury.
Just Fury.
Fury. So, the Skrull impersonated Fury's boss. And rained down a S.H.I.E.L.D. supervisor to try to capture Carol Danvers. So when Fury realized he fucked up was when he got in the elevator with the Skrull boss, and he says, good job, Nicholas. And Fury looks at him and says, well, do it. He's like, sir, I'm gonna get down on this floor. She's at the bottom, just in case she tries to make a break for it, just like Havana. And the guy was like, yeah, just like Havana. Fury never went to Havana with him. So Fury realized it was a trap, tries to save her. then almost gets caught, but they break out into a helicopter. And Goose is still riding with the Goose the cat. Now, Jeez. Goose is actually a nod to Top Gun Maverick. Homeboy was Goose, but that's a different story. So,
that's funny.
Then they go to Rambo. Rambo starts to have an emotional moment. She's like, my friend's been dead for 8 years. You don't know who you are, blah, blah, blah. So, then when they go outside... And they go back inside because the neighbor knocked on the door. Mm-hmm. And she was like, that's a Skrull. That's not a neighbor, that's a Skrull. It was a regular neighbor. She turns around, Skrull's inside.
Oh, shit.
And he says, like a jump and he's scare. In his regular form. And they're like, tell me why I should kill you right now. And they see outside, there's another Skrull playing with their with that girl's daughter.
Oh, shit.
Her best friend's daughter. So she's telling her, he's telling her, we're not the bad guys. Just listen, blah, blah, blah. So Skrull is explaining. Okay. So, fun fact. This is when the movie decides to do a flip. The Skrull are no longer the bad people.
Oh, shit.
What? The Skrull have been getting killed by Kree because they want to... they've been getting killed by Kree because they did not want to conform to the Kree's ways. Well, i.e. Hitler.
I remember the Kree in, like, the comic books and stuff were kind of like Nazis, too.
Right. Exactly. So, the Skrull this whole time that Miss Danvers has been killing all those Skrull.
Yeah.
It has been just refugees trying to run away.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Refugees are trying to run away.
Just murdering them.
Just murdering refugees.
Damn, that's messed up. That's dark.
So, she realizes she's... Then she realize, and they play a video that shows what Mar-Vell was trying to do. Mar-Vell realized the same thing, that they were on the wrong side. So, Mar-Vell was building a space drive to get the Skrull to a safe place away from the Kree. Oh, so he was
trying to help them?
From, yeah.
Oh, shit. That's weird. They changed, like, a bunch of stuff.
They implanted in Carol Danvers' head, Captain Marvel, a Skrull walking up and killing her.
And to make her, like, complicit in killing them because that's, like, a nightmare or something.
Exactly.
Wow.
So then they played a video to show her what really happened, and it was really her will again, will they, won't they guy... That killed Mar-Vell, his sniper.
Oh, shit.
Because he wanted the drive, and he told her, ma'am, I'm not going to kill you. I just want the space drive. She shot the space drive, absorbed the space drive. That's how she got her powers.
Why is her blood blue?
Because that will-they-won't-they guy seen her power and said, she's going to live. And he did a blood transfusion with her.
What did that do for her?
I don't know. Made her blue. Stronger, smarter, and better.
I guess.
She's Kree now.
Like, it made her more resilient.
Yeah, she's Kree now. So now, she realizes this. The will they want the guys there. So they have this fight on the spaceship that they're looking for. Now, there's funny bits in it. Now, it's very funny. Like, for instance, when Carol played the video, when she heard the video, she told the Skrull guy where to look. She said, he was like, I don't know where the coordinates are. She was like, yes, because it's in space. It's not his. It's not here. And he was like, what? He was like, yeah, those are coordinates for space. And then the Skrull looks over at the science guy. He's like, you're my damn science guy. How could you not figure that out? Like, there's funny bits. Like, it's funny. Then the Skrull is afraid of the cat. He calls it a Flarkin.
That's a made up word.
It's a Flarkin. Oh, wait. Remember, Goose is a Flarkin now, okay? So as they go to space in their new ship that they... Remember the ship they stole from Pegasus?
Yes.
They altered it to make it a spaceship. They fly into space. Shout out to a movie again. Old 70s movie.
What movie?
I don't remember. But it was a 70s movie.
Shout out.
And then they went to space with Goose as well, who was a Flarkin.
Nice. I don't know what the fuck that means.
They get to Mar-Vell's base with the Skrull, the Flarkin, Captain Marvel, and the mom. Now, the black door to convince the mom to go on there, because the black door said, what type of example are you trying to set for your child? And it was like a funny little joke, and parents were like, that can't be my baby. But it was funny. So
I believe you.
So then they're all up there. They realize that Captain Marvel was literally saving refugees of Skrull on his ship. And the main Skrull guy, his son was on the ship. Or daughter. I don't know.
Oh, shit. So he owes him a life debt.
So, well, his wife and his kid.
Oh, shit. It's a double life
debt. Like, it's everybody. Like, he was saving...
That's a double DLD.
So...
A double life debt.
Then, Captain Marvel was like, wow, I do believe you. Marvel was really trying to help these people. Like, oh my god, like, I really am a piece of shit.
Captain Marvel, i.e. Carol Danvers.
Yes. And then, Kree enter, her will they won't, they start fighting, they all start fighting. She gets captured back to the Supreme Intelligence. Who she is? Calls the Supreme Intelligence, well, now, the Supreme Intelligence, apparently, they have just a pad where you sit on, so that pad can be anywhere. So it was on the ship. She sits on the pad.
Okay.
The Supreme Intelligence pops up in her head. They're like, we'll take your powers away. She has the power dampener on. And she turns all glowy and shit. And then breaks the power dampener.
Oh, shit. And it goes nuclear.
And then she breaks out of the Supreme Intelligence hole. And she's like, I'm going to let you know I'm coming for you. I'm shutting everything down. Then she goes all supernova. And this is where it starts to bother me. Because, like... She has no type of issues. She's running through everybody, joking around, fighting, and then they drop down a ship. The Flarkin is really an alien cat that has like an octopus tentacles and sharp teeth that eat.
Oh my god!
It eats the Tesseract because the power source was the Tesseract.
Oh shit!
So it eats the Tesseract. And Nick Fury's like, what the fuck? Nick really loves cats, and this cat scared him now.
Okay.
And he takes the Flarkin. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm going to pick you up now, Mr. Flarkin. I'm Mr. Goose. So he takes him out. They get back on the ship. Carol stays on the on the base ship.
She's like, I'm going down with the ship.
Keep fighting everybody. Then... they use escape pods, the other Kree. They get to, and they're trying to shoot down the ship that Carol's friend is flying. Carol's friend survives that, like, it's bored. Carol then learns how to fly right then and there, as she's free falling in space.
She's like, dun 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 dun.
And she flies now. She just closes her eyes, turns really sparkly, and then flies. And I'm like, come on, dude. Like,
no training, no jump first.
Like,
no walk before you run.
And, like, I get it, you know, but, like, then she starts flying through all the spaceships. Breaking them up, shooting them down with her.
How is she that durable?
Like, dude, like, there was no type of struggle. That's my issue.
They gotta make her OP for the endgame.
But, like, and what I don't want is I don't want her to just walk up and, like, throat punch Thanos 30 yards away.
That's exactly what's gonna happen.
And then at the end of it, you remember how Nick Fury had the pager?
Yeah.
At the end of it, they show the Avengers Endgame with the pager. And Captain America walks in and is like, we need to know once that pager goes off again to know where it's going to.
He had the pager at the beginning, at the end of that.
Yeah, but Avengers had it. They had it in a briefcase. They had this cage thing, and the power went off. And they were like, hey, this is the first time this ever happened. We need to know what's happening. And then and then Natasha Romanoff says, let me know the moment it goes on, because if Fury wanted to speak to them, we need to know it could help. And then Carol Danvers pops up and says, where's Fury?
Oh, shit.
And that's it. And I was like, okay. But they did have a cool Stan Lee montage.
Would you go again? Like, would you see it again?
No.
No? So that's it. One and done.
Yeah, no.
Would you recommend renting it or going to go see it?
Rent it.
Rent it. Would you buy it?
No.
Okay, so don't bother adding it to your collection, guys.
No, I would rent it. I wouldn't buy it. It was good. Don't get it twisted. It was.
Yeah, you gave it a 7, so.
It's good, but, like, I wouldn't go any further.
Week 7, strong 6.5.
Yeah. But, well,
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, we're done.
Nice.
Go team. Signing off.
All the best.